February 1, 2016, regular board meeting.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day that you've given us and the opportunity of life. And as we come this evening, we just thank you for the privilege of being able to govern ourselves. And I pray for wisdom and understanding for these commissioners tonight, Lord, as they take on the responsibility of making decisions for our community. And we just pray that you just overshadow our community. We ask for your blessings upon us. And we ask this in your name, dear Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Being here tonight. We ain't got a big agenda, so we'll be here in 1 or 3 or 4 hours at most. I guess we have an amended agenda here. We've added 9A, hold on to agreement, by Mr. Conrad, and 12A.
Motion to approve.
One extra amendment. I'd like to request that we table number 12, item 12 about the RFP. We're in the process, but it's not yet at a presentable stage, but we'll bring that back at the next board meeting.
Motion to approve the amendment to agenda.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This time I collect comments and concerns from the vote non-agenda items. Do you allow come to the podium, please?
Which one first?
You.
State of Ridgeway, 901 Riverside, Steam Hatchie. As most everybody in the county and out of the county is aware, the Fiddler Crab Festival is coming up in a couple weeks. I have not been here every meeting, but most meetings, I do not remember you people hearing the closing time rules for this festival. Has it been requested?
Yes. The function to close county roads is done through the county administrator's office.
It no longer comes here?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Point of interest then?
Don't want you to misunderstand, or the folks in the audience misunderstand. Closing the road permanently comes before the Board of County Commissioners. I think you're just asking
a temporary road.
This is temporary. Yeah. Right. I want everybody to understand that.
Okay. The other thing that I found out in the past week is that the festival this year will have an entrance fee of $5 per person. Are you folks aware of that? If you're an adult, in order to get in, you pay $5.
That's just for the one day?
Well, no, they're going, I don't know, but I assume they'll give you a wristband and good for all 3 days.
That's supposed to be for the band, where bands will be playing us and we're here in the band, not for all access to the money.
Access to the area.
And then you're not supposed to have to pay extra to go to the band, the entertainment.
I'll find out more about it tomorrow morning at the meeting. But I've been reading their ads and I haven't seen this $5 fee anyplace. But I've been told about it by part of the board. I wanted to see if they communicated that to you because this is on county property and county streets. Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Anybody else comments concerned?
All right,
Bob Root, One Lane Pleasant Lane, Shady Grove. The reason I'm here is I want to get a status update on what's happening with the road up there, the one that's been relocated by the lake. As you're aware, over a year ago, we brought this before the board, and Mr. Driggers was given permission to move it. That's fine. But the paperwork, the follow-up's never been done, to my knowledge. If it has, someone's got to inform me. You know, this has to go through a normal road opening and closing process, and I guess you're well aware of that. But the road is just, although fairly short, it's just been moved, and no one's done any follow-up on it. So, at this point, the only legal way I have, because the old road's fenced off, the only legal way I have to get to my house is crossing private property. And so he put me in a kind of precarious position. And, you know, if the property should change hands or I should decide to sell my property, I need to be able to give someone legal access to the property. Finally, Mr. Driggers was supposed to take care of the road for a year, maintain it for a year after he built it, constructed it, and after it was accepted. Of course, recently he'd been up there and graded it, and you're not allowed to grade private roads. If so, if it's a change of rules, then come and grade my driveway. I think that's about all, but I'm just asking where we stand. It was supposed to be a meets and bounds description when it was done that defined where the road is.
Where are we at on that? That's been a while, and I mean,
been a year.
I spoke with Mr. Drivers recently and before, previously, and he said that he was trying to get his surveyor lined up to survey. And as of what, about a month ago, he restated that he's contacted his surveyor, and the surveyor was aware that he wants him to do it. And I guess they're just waiting on an opportunity, it sounds like to me. But he, anyway.
But that actually has been well over a month ago, Pam. It's been 3 or 4 months ago, I think.
How much?
I think it's been probably 3 months ago or 4 months ago.
But I spoke with him.
Oh, okay. But anyway, that was the last report I had. So it seems to me that the county needs to take a firmer step here.
Why can't we have a survey and strictly send Mr. Driggers a bill for it if he's, over a year? I mean, like you said, if something happened to him, and then his wife's not through, or Mr. Driggers, something happened to Mr. Driggers, it's turned into a nightmare situation pretty quick. I'm going with the one who's at the beach right now over easy. Nobody ever got straightened out.
I would not be in favor of doing that. Mr. Driggers did say he's trying to get it done. He did say if you wanted it done quicker that he did not have any problem with you having it done at your expense, I'm assuming. But
no, I don't think that's my job to pay a bill that he should have agreed to do.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Jim says
I'm not in favor of the county surveying it and send Mr. Driggers a bill, but I would be in favor of a polite letter to Mr. Driggers asking him to do what he was supposed to do.
I'm with that. I think we need to give him a little grace period here to do, go ahead and tell him got to do something, right, get it done. And then if he doesn't do it, we'll work in a different direction.
Mr. Conrad?
The other direction would be to restoration of the county's previous right-of-way.
What does that mean?
Put it back where it was?
Put it back where it was. I've gotten several emails from Dustin over this. I will read you my last email to Dustin. And I said, "Dear Dustin, in response to your 1-6-16 email on the above, I think we do need restoration of the county's previous right-of-way. It appears to me that Mr. Driggers is not interested. That's based upon not having any contact." I think months ago I sent him a letter saying, you know, get it done, because he had agreed to do it before the board. And I didn't get a response. I mean, I think I did that. I didn't bring all my correspondence with me, but it was months and months ago, I think.
Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
His indication to me recently was that he's going to do it. Now, I don't mind to give him a call again and tell him that Mr. Rubin come before the board and would really like to have it done, and see if I can urge him to try to speed it up a little bit.
Can't be landlocked.
Right. Yeah.
Under Florida law, you cannot be landlocked.
Mr. Chair,
yes,
I'm in agreement with the letter, but then the letter, you give him 30 days to get it done, because this is a long process. It had already been some days. So Mr. Driggers needs to be put on the point. He needs to step up to the plate, do what he said he's going to do. He needs to go back to the original, like I would turn and say. That's how I feel about it.
If we go back to the original, I mean, we've got to pay for the road to put back in.
Well, I think that we would, but this board agreed with Mr. Driggers in good faith that for this to be done. It was at his request, if I'm not mistaken, and this board did it at his request. And Mr. Fiegel, if you're going to call him, would you let me know what his response was? Because like I said, this board has always tried to work in good faith, and I think y'all need to continue that. And so, with respect to that, you may have some kind of cause of action for the expense of having to restore it, and who would that be?
Well, see, the line rock's all gone off the old road. He used it to build a new road.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Do you have the way it was before it was removed, do you have a legal recorded easement of that?
That road all on the back of the lake there, yes, it's there's three deeds that take it from roughly where his place is there to clear out the end, which is probably 8/10 or 9/10 of a mile.
But do you have a legal recording?
Yeah, it's recorded. I gave
Jack, actually.
Yeah, I gave Jack the book and page number for all the deeds.
Well, you had a legal right of way before this one?
Yes. Yeah, we recorded the property was deeded to the county, and of course, now it's closed off.
Mr. Chairman,
yes.
I'd like to suggest we hold off on sending Mr. Driggers the letter until Commissioner Fiegel has had an opportunity to talk to him and talk with him, visit him. And then, I need to send the letter.
Yeah.
I agree to that, but like our attorney said, as soon as she speaks to him, we need to notify the attorney,
right?
Because he needs to be able to get to his home. They don't need him to be blocked off from his home.
Well, it's not blocked. Mm-hmm. It's not really blocked off, but
legally,
are you not able to get to your house?
I can get to the house, but legally I cannot.
I want to set up house tomorrow, but so.
Yeah,
legally, I'll talk to Mr. Drew, very soon. Yeah. Very soon. I'll try to make contact with him tomorrow.
That's good. He needs to move where he talks to. He doesn't address his feet long enough. That's my opinion.
Since the road has been graded, do we have a prescriptive easement over the portion of the road that we're talking about getting a deed to? Or does it have to be more than...
The time limit.
Time limit hasn't been met.
Hadn't been met, but I mean, we've got minutes, I'm sure, and also video of the agreement that was, you know, that was made here. And if we have to go and get those, we will go and get those. Like I said, I can't stress enough that, you know, that y'all in good faith made an agreement with this gentleman, and needs to be done.
I've got confidence in Commissioner Fever to work all this out.
Yeah, and I there's no reason for me to doubt Mr. Rivers. It's not good for his word. He's said to me, I contacted my surveyor, and a couple of times I think he might have said it. So it sounds to me like that he's done what, yeah, he's trying to do what he said he would do. It's just that the surveyor obviously is holding him up. But every time I talked to him, I didn't get any indication that this was something he did not intend to do. So, in his defense, I think he's intending to do it. It's just in time with his surveyor, is my understanding.
Mr. Chairman, and
yes, sir.
I also have waited, I bet it's been close to 2 years to get this done, so it just seems to me that I need some consideration too. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll read said that before we send the letter, we'll call first because I know there's a whole lot of his friends, but I'm dealing with this property right now. At least the lady died before she got the driveway straightened out. It's cost us about $10,000 to get a right away. I mean, if y'all have good intentions, but sometimes it'll work out.
Okay. I just want to take a minute to thank the board personally for your support of our Hope 2016 coming up. Wanted to let you know that all your staff have been super in working with them, still working with them. And so I just wanted to thank y'all personally and invite you all to this weekend. It's just coming up about 3 weeks from now. And so we hope that you can. I think it's going to be great for the community. And we do hope to share some hope beyond our problems we have in the world today. And we got local churches and also some businesses that are supporting this. And so we just wanted to say thank you all for your support. And have any questions? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah.
You're okay. But it's February 19th and 21st, and a lot of activities going on. I will not take your time up to try to go through all of them, but just wanted to let you look at this all over your face and tell you we appreciate you and thank you for your support.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. And y'all excuse me, I've got a 6:30 meeting to get to, but well, thank you.
Before you leave, we still have a meeting tomorrow night.
Sir?
We have a meeting tomorrow night, Steve Hatchie?
Yes, there's a school board meeting tomorrow night in Steve Hatchie. We've got a workshop at 5 o'clock and then, of course, regular meeting at 6. Okay?
Thanks, sir.
All right. Thank you.
Anybody else with comments or concerns?
I just want to give y'all an update and keep y'all in the know what's going on at the Historical Society. Thursday night, we're having a special program for the 160th. I'm going to have special meetings outside of regular meetings. This one will be on period clothing from the Civil War era, women's clothing, the dresses, the shoes, the jewelry, the work clothes, the regular clothes, the ball gowns. We'll have all that kind of stuff. That'll be a special program. And then also this month in February, I'm doing an outreach to the black community to ask for more collection of more black history in Taylor County. to put in the Historical Society. I'm going to interview our first black mayor, female mayor, and I think our first black mayor, male mayor, and to put them on YouTube. And we have our YouTube channel now. And then I got Mr. Montgomery's program he did last year on there. So, and also, we also have on our Facebook the register to vote in 1867, right after the war. It's the first document in the state of Florida that has black males' full first name and last name, and there's 35 black males who voted in that year here in Taylor County. And I have the documented screenshot and the information where they were voted at, and it's pretty cool. It's very interesting. So we're working hard on trying to collect Taylor County history and working hard with the archives and all that. And I hope y'all can come, so y'all can come to the meeting. And heck, see y'all come by the historical setting. And, last year, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, we tried to have a, I think we were trying to arrange it where y'all could come over and have y'all's meeting over there, so y'all had a chance just to, or a pre-meeting or something, to come over and look at the historical society, because I know some hadn't had a chance to come in, or only had a chance to come in for a few minutes. So we'd love to still have y'all. If you ever have a chance or have time, y'all can schedule it. We'd love to have y'all. Thanks.
A lot of pictures you've been putting up, Hagen's Cove.
That went crazy.
He's got one of your mom's place on there in the 50s or 60s. It's a big beach and it's pretty nice.
Yeah, we're working hard on trying to put some newer stuff and older stuff on there, a mixture of all. And we can't believe how many people are really interested in the more recent stuff like Hagen's Cove. We had over 5,000 people reshare and like that just on by itself. And it's fascinating, the history and what people respond to about the history of Taylor County. And I also want to say, I think Masons are working with the Masons, and they're working with us, and they're going to try to have us a town capsule for the 160th. And we didn't want to make it 160 years before we open it, so we made it 60 years before we'll open it. So we're working with the Masons and any other groups. And also, one more thing, sorry, but we're going to work with churches. We're going to have a program this year, and on the history of churches in Taylor County. We're going to pick maybe like the top 10, because we can't go too long on programs, on speeches around churches in Taylor County, because there's too many to talk of. But we want to have a program where all the churches are invited and do a display on the history of their churches, because, you know, churches in Taylor County is very much part of the history of Taylor County. So we're working hard with that, and we're going to get with y'all about maybe using Fourth Capitol Hall. So that's it. Thanks.
Thank you. I just want to tell you, you're doing a great job over there.
Oh, thank you. It's a lot of work.
Good.
Did you want to put a picture in the paper of a man on a horse wanting to know if anybody could identify him?
Yeah.
Did you get an answer on that?
No.
I wondered about that.
I'll ask Angela. She might have. I haven't. No.
Anybody else comments or concerns? Next, we're going to consent items.
Motion to approve the consent items.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? We're going to vote 9A. 9A, the board has approved the whole homes agreement for the Joe Young Agreement.
This is a hold harmless agreement worked up by your county attorney. There are some trees that are on private property that are obstructing the view around a curve on Jody Morgan. They present a safety hazard in viewing around that. Public Works has already spoken with them. Your commissioner has already spoken with the property owner. And they are fine with it. This is so that we can meet our statutory obligations. This is meeting a public good, and that we have a hold harmless in place to indemnify the county for working on property serving a public good.
Motion to approve the agreement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number 10, board discussion set a date for a budget planning workshop. Agenda by the county administrator.
My calendar out. As we talked about, we had to push our initial planning meeting
for the groundbreaking. So we're here to kind of talk about ideas on setting a new meeting date or meeting dates for our annual visioning plan and planning meeting. I have thrown out, looking at the last couple of weeks in February as a date that kind of give everyone an opportunity to plan for.
The 19th is good for me.
I was in March. It was like, Saturday wouldn't be good for me. But
February.
I was in March. I saw March 19th. I went, oh, I'm not working on it. No, February 19th.
February 19th works for me. Except we just heard that our hope is February 19th.
Our hope is
also start at 7 p.m.
Yes.
Which brings me to say, 2 4-hour sessions work better than 1 8-hour session. I get kind of tired after 4 hours. Brain dead. I think the word for it. So, what do y'all think about splitting it up into 2 days?
It sounds good to me. I would prefer a 4 hour session. But if you split up in 4 hours, I might not make the 19th, maybe I can make the next one.
What about the last week,
Dustin? What about
18th? The last week?
18th and
3rd. Have a conference that week.
Do you have a conference the week of the 19th?
About the 26th on Friday.
The 26th?
26
on. That's Chamber Banquet, but I'm available before that.
Oh, the 26th is the Chamber Banquet?
Chamber Banquet is February the 26th at 6:15. That's the happy hour.
What about
7?
What about the, we can do it in the morning of?
Do it in the morning of the 26th.
26th. You guys are saying, you know, you could do the morning of the 25th and the morning of the 26th, or the afternoon of the 25th, come back for the morning of the 26th?
I'm not available on the 25th. I have a meeting on the 25th.
Or the
26th. I am available on the 26th.
Were you available on the 19th?
If we do it, our clerk is saying that she won't be here. She'll like
to be present. Well, then that's out.
How about Monday the 22nd and Friday the 26th? Is Monday a bad day for?
All right, Monday. 22 and 26th work for me.
You can do it in the afternoon. Do it afternoon instead of morning. Madam Clerk, how do you schedule the afternoon? Like you're being cold all day.
Well, you know, it's quarter when we get through. They Conrad Hill was up at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
How about the
12th
then? The
12th
and the
26th. Work
for me.
Lincoln's birthday.
The
12th.
Well, you said we have a chamber banquet.
Chamber's on the 26th.
Well, that's what they're saying, break it up so that you can meet in the morning on the 26th, or, you know, you come in 12 to 4 on the 26th or something like that, so that you're not butting up against it. I think it'd probably be better if you meet, you know, 9 to 1 on the
26th. 9 to
1
sounds good to me, too.
On 26, I like 9 to 1. 9 to 1.
On 26?
Yeah. Workshop.
I had it on the 12th. Can we do the first 4 hours on the 12th?
Let's do it from 9 to 1.
I won't be here.
Can you do 12? Pick how you can, though.
I won't be here. I'll be on 26.
Is that one enough for you?
It worked for me.
Okay. Well, then let's do it.
Here.
12th in the morning.
26.
If that works with clerk.
On the 12th, also 9 to 1.
9-1 on the 12th?
Yes, and on the 26th, 9.
On the 12th, 9-1.
When did we say we were going to meet? We're going to meet 9-1 on the 26th also.
Right.
9-1 work.
So 9-1 on the 12th and the 26th.
Okay.
Right, now, where are we
going to be? Somewhere where they have a sandwich. We don't want to drive steam hatchet. Not that I don't like cooking steam hatchet, but it's for 4 hours. I'm game.
Well, we can determine
Cooks
that.
What's the difference?
Call in and you have a piece.
Well, since we're February 1st right now, the 12th will be before your next board meeting, so we do actually need to settle on a venue, at least for the 12th.
I don't want to have it here.
Now, if I get out of this room, not mention it out of town, there would be some meeting room somewhere that's not a car.
What is the place on the corner? Do they have a meeting place? I'm thinking the name of it.
Joyce says something here. She has a back conference room.
Joyce?
Mm-hmm. Joyce's ministry. Uh-huh. You talking about the Brotherworth building? Do they keep that open in the morning? Or what are their hours?
No, she's not open early in the morning.
No, she's not.
They're not open. No. They made it open up for us.
Elks Lodge.
The next door behind the maker, I'll sit a little park over there.
It's not big enough to have a meeting.
Be better if it'd be in a public place, up beyond the place. Just be a
car.
Is
that one, Joyce?
Joyce Main Street.
That's going to be on the toilet.
We'll reach out. Okay.
All right.
Enough thinking for that one.
So we'll do 9-1 there also.
Yes. And we'll set the same venue or the next venue at the next board meeting. Very good.
9-1 on both days.
9-1 on both
days. Yeah. We're going to move on. The board, number 12, board to approve request. Number 11 on that.
11.
The board to approve the Taylor County 4-H Fund audit for the 2014-2015 budget year. Set quarter funds to be released to the Taylor County 4-H Foundation as identified by Clay Olson, County Extension Office.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I read the audit. Can you just a clean audit? I'm an auditor and I can speak with any authenticity, but it seemed to be everything pretty simple and in order. And I would make a motion that we accept the audit and that we honor the request for the first and second quarter funds to be released.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Number 12.
12 has been tabled.
Okay. The board review and discuss the Florida Department of Transportation FDOT work program and take any action deemed necessary to the as agenda by the county administrator.
Okay, I passed out your priority list. These are the current priorities. You received two sheets of paper. The one that's a small type, that looks like an Excel spreadsheet. Those are your current roads that are currently programmed for funding in the Department of Transportation. So those roads have been removed from your priority list, and all the priorities have been moved up, the requisite numbers, so that we're not asking for roads as our top priority that have already been programmed for funding. So these roads that are on your letter here, on your letterhead, these are the roads that are awaiting to be funded. And so all we've done is just move them up to number 1, number 2, number 3, replacing the roads that have been taken off. So your top road project for county incentive grant program is County Road 14. Your priorities for SCOP funding are First Avenue Northeast, number one, Contractors Road, number two, Dark Island, three, and Spring Warrior, number four. SCRAP funding, number one is McDaniel Road, number two is Cedar Island, three is Buckeye Credit Union, and four is Ash Street. And High Risk Rural Road, number one is Beach Road, number two is Foley Road. Our applications are due February 19th, so we'll have to make applications shortly after this.
That's, we've got McDaniel Road on both lists.
Do we?
So if it's on this list, it's already been programmed, it's in the works.
Got this one?
And then we can leave it off the other list.
Help Road, Roberts Annis, Water. Yes, I did miss that one. So McDaniel will come off the list. And
McDaniel comes off.
Cedar Island will be number one. And then everything moves up one. I can't believe I missed that one. Thank you, sir.
Okay, now where is East Ellison?
Those were funded in 2015, so we already have the contracts. These are just, this is just what they gave you, it was 2016 to 2020. And your request would be for funding in 2019 and 2020. That's why you have zeros in those columns, because that's what this list is for, is what they're going to generate, those 2019 and 2020 columns. We'll take this list after you guys approve it. We actually have to, and what we talked about previously in the past is that we're not getting enough money to do these projects from DOT. Well, one of the things that they're doing is, in the past we would send this letter and that would be our priority list. Well, we're going to continue to send the letter, but we're also going to do a scope of work and an engineer's assessment and everything like that. So we give them the number to start off with, and that's why we're bringing this to you for action, so that we have the time to put together the applications for the roads and send them to DOT with our numbers, so that they have an understanding of what we think is the realistic budget for those projects.
So we need some sort of approval for this list?
Yes.
Okay. Our chair brought up one time, I believe I remember, I don't put words in your mouth, Mr. Chair, but you mentioned Buckeye Credit Union one brother on that. That's the one you were going to ask about?
Yes, sir.
Just jogging your memory, I'll let you take over.
Yeah, there's nobody lives on Buckeye Credit Union Road. And I got a lot more roads I'd rather see on there than a road that nobody lives on. And so, I mean, it's a cut through road, shortcut for people, but they don't have to drive down.
Okay.
I'm going to pick up the wood, sir.
And the log truck can't go down to the bridge.
Right.
They're not ready for log truck.
Well, the scrap funding, that you can use it for roads that were previously on the state system that are now no longer on. So you can't use it on, and we use these for major collector roads. So, just with that disclaimer, we're not talking about residential roads. We're talking about major collectors.
What I was thinking was the road, the Foley Cutoff Road, goes from 30 to 19.
A lot more folks live on that road.
I thought we had just done Foley Cutoff Road though. Not too long ago.
Foley Cutoff.
No, not my life.
No?
Okay. Well, it is a short bit on a bad job.
I don't think it's not like you.
So that doesn't make you approval.
Fully cut off road from County Road 30 to 19?
No, it's 27.
27?
North and south.
North and south, yeah.
Right.
And you're going to be on that road with
Buddy. What?
We can go back and look it up, but I think we might.
Well, we did check on that. From 30 to 30. On your question.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So from 19 to 30.
I think then we've done a while. 27
to 30.
27 to 30.
Yeah. Well, I can find it. But it's got to be a connector road. It can't be a...
Major collector road, yes.
Would that be considered a major collector?
I think it would be. I'll check with Kenneth. You guys want to make... Switch out Buckeye Credit Union or move up Ash Street and put Fully Cut Off as your number three priority and move Ash Street to your number two?
Ash Street's a bad change.
Sure, as I get complaints all the time about that.
Let's put Ash Street with Buckeye Credit Union Road. Or substitute.
I'm fine with that.
Replace the Buckeye Credit Union. Let it fall down to number two behind Ash. And then the third one would be the Fully Cut Off Road.
Yeah, I think it'll look good, Rob.
I think it'll. I'll talk to Kenneth. I think it'll will qualify.
Yeah.
I think it'll be fine.
Same bigger or later, we got it covered. It's coming up. It's already funded.
Yes, yeah. It's already funded. It's programmed.
Right.
Yes. The Spring Warrior Road right now is the number four priority behind Dark Road, Contractors Road, and First Avenue North First. Small county outreach program for me, Scott.
Okay, on scrap, what's number one on scrap?
Cedar Island Road.
Okay, and then Ash is two?
Yes.
And then three is Buckeye Credit?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
I'll make a motion we approve the roads in the order just been announced.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Colonel Fussman, County Administrator, you up again?
I'm up again. That's all I do is talk, right? All right,
Florida,
I wish I was, sometime. Florida Association of Counties Legislative Day, ethics class, tomorrow. Each of you guys are signed up. It's at the Leon County Tourism Development Council, which is right across the street from the courthouse, which we gave you guys the map for. It's 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock. There's no lunch served, so eat your own lunch and then come. I'll be there as well, getting my ethics training as well. Wednesday is the legislative day. I will be there that day with the meeting with legislators and pushing your legislative agenda. And Thursday, I go to the Florida City and County Managers Association meetings in Lakeland for Thursday and Friday. So I'll be traveling a little bit. Some of you guys know that have heard. There's some advertising about a circus coming to Forest Capitol Hall this coming weekend. Actually, Monday, February 8th. Some of you guys have received free tickets. Staff, citing the concerns about the new flooring and the new investment, the over $500,000 worth of investment that we have placed into that facility, told these event organizers that we would not be interested in holding that event since they bring in some higher flying acts than the previous event did, and that they bring in some animals. Not only that, but if they're bringing in animals that could somehow, I won't say anything more, but we had asked them and we had told them that we were not interested, and we could not move forward with the event. As you guys can see, that has not happened. They have sent us a contract, which we have not signed. They have filled out our rental agreement forms, which we have not signed. And they continue to advertise, and they sent us today a certificate of liability insurance, which is good, but it's for the Germain Arena in Estero, in Lee County. So it doesn't list the county. The Taylor County Board is as additional insured. And we also have concerns about some of the acts that they might bring, if that would violate some of your insurance coverages, because your insurance coverage actually prohibits and excludes certain stunts, certain events that have high risk stunts. You would be your insurance would exclude themselves from that. So regardless of whether you're additionally insured, if some guy is doing some kind of high flying stunt and gets injured, then our insurance will not come to our bat. So for those reasons, we had asked that we do not participate, and we'll make that abundantly clear to them in writing. But just to make you guys aware and the newspaper aware that we are not moving forward with this. And I believe it stems from some miscommunication, and I have taken steps to kind of further clarify that communication, so that any person or any organization that wants to use the Forest Capitol Hall facility and grounds has to make a request in writing to my office first before we start talking rental agreements, because I think that's where the confusion happened. Is they got a rental agreement, they filled it out, so they thought they were good. Well, we're gonna put an extra step in there where they have to detail out in writing to me first whether or not that's worthwhile, because now we have $500,000 worth of investments and another $500,000 coming to consider. So bottom line is, we're gonna make abundantly clear that our facility is not ready for that event.
Does this still have tents and do like big tent services? I remember one of those. That was so much fun.
I think so. And but from my understanding, that this isn't that. Is that they want the Forest Capitol Hall facility
in the future? I like a good service. If we could get a service on a tent, that'd be great.
Yards, that'd be great.
All right.
Now, let me get some dates in my mind, because my wife questions me about everything we do when I get home. They want to rent Forest Capitol Hall on the 15th of February.
Actually, the 8th of February.
The 8th?
Yes, that's the 15th.
Nights? 3 or 4 nights?
Just for the one night.
Just for one night?
Just for the one day. They're going to do 2 acts, apparently. An early afternoon and a late night.
And they got animals coming in.
They got animals coming in.
Elvis. Tigers.
Bears.
Bears.
Lions and tigers.
And then just a week later, we got Our Hope.
Right.
Right.
Work. With Bobby Bowden.
Bobby Bowden.
People follow an animal act, I wouldn't think. Is that enough?
What about the 4-H arena? Would we be interested in the arena? Having it done in the arena?
We could offer that, but, I think from the information that has been given to me is that they were interested in the Forest Capitol Hall facility. We would much rather them be somewhere else. But then again, we also need to know what exactly they're bringing in, because, like I said, if they're going to be doing some trapeze stunts or some higher flying stunts, we have to clear that with our insurance provider. Because it doesn't matter if you have an insurance certificate that says you're additional insured, if your insurer says that that's an excluded practice, then we have to go into that knowing that if something should happen to the guests or to the actor, to the performers as a result of that particular stunt, your insurance will not cover you for that. So you will be taking on an additional risk.
Didn't they just have a circus at Forest Capitol Hall?
They did, and this one was a much smaller one with little dogs, smaller, just kind of a, not these not this bigger use that we, when I spoke to that provider, I felt assured that our facility will be well handled. I haven't spoken to this person yet because of some of the rhetoric that's been flying back and forth as to how we got to this situation. But from all intents and purposes, when I have my staff that are out there every day saying that they're afraid that the facility wouldn't hold up or would get damaged, then that's what I have to deal with.
Just offer from the arena. If they don't accept that, then we'll power to them.
Okay. Yeah. We'll be happy to work with them. It's just with the circumstances surrounding the money that you just put into that that auditorium, it's and with our hope coming, it's just not a good situation and not a good scheduling conflict. So,
another thing too that what piqued my interest was the insurance. Not insuring Taylor County, and even if they opted to use the arena, they would still have to have the insurance and name us as named insurer. To me, sending you know, it's kind of slipshod if you ask me. So, as a practical matter, if they do send a certificate, my suggestion would be to check with the company and make sure that it is in fact insurance, and that they have in fact had it. And of course, if you need my help with regard to arguing with them, I'm there.
I'll have fun.
All right, that's all I have.
To crack a whip on me.
Yeah, I have anything else?
Are you done with Dustin?
I believe so.
The only thing I've had somebody talk about, concerned about, was at the end of Spring Water Road, and I brought this up before, they would love to have come down speed bumps down there, keep it flying down at the end of that road. It's a dead end, as you can well know. People come flying down there. They got those, you know, I mean, some people want speed bumps, some people don't. They don't want to hear that yuck, 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 yuck all night long, you know. And this situation, I'm trying to explain to them. Some people come down on the motorcycle and hit some speed bumps, might have issues with that. But they do have some issues at the end of the road where children not to play on the bike and the road, one thing or another, and it's just kind of dangerous.
Yes. I spoke with someone today in Shady Grove. His name is Michael Johnson, and he owns property right next to the Shady Grove Park. And so he would like to sell that. And he said that I spoke to him about an hour before the meeting, and he said he is asking $65,000 for that property. And so I told him that I would bring it before the board. I know we discussed last meeting acquiring property in Stehanchee for future expansion. And so I said, well, I don't know, you know, if we would need additional space in the future there. And while the opportunity is there for additional land, I told him I'd bring it before the board, and if anybody is interested in that, then we could put it on a workshop agenda.
Does it make it land, or does it have a house?
It has a house on it.
Oh, house.
And I'm sure it has a septic tank and all of that. So, you know, I'm just thinking about the future down the road. If this property, once it's gone, then it's gone. And, of course, every time it resells, it's a higher price.
So,
how big track is it? I mean, how much? 50. If I talked to him, he would call the payments probably 50 by 100, but it joins a park. But could I talk about that in just a minute? within, like, just on the park, y'all be real careful. The activity, we had softball, basketball, and a big birthday party at the same time. And I was, how are you going to put a sports conference in a museum in there? Something's going to have to give, but y'all figure that out. But that wouldn't really be big enough, but it would be a start. That whole corner there, junk, we got a ship house building in there right by it. Alice, it's his mother. But I'd ask him, we talked 50,000 each, he's starting high. But need to look at your plan for the sports complex first. It'd be good if you have a public hearing up there. Those people that play softball, we don't care if they softball field. But anyway, I'm supportive of whatever you do. But I'd ask him to call your family. I'll talk to he and his dad, his granddaddy today. It's real an eyesore, okay? Whatever that's worth.
It would be aesthetically pleasing if the house was demolished and gotten off the lot.
Yeah, that whole corner.
Old corner there? Yeah,
where after his mother's putting her a new house, okay? And that's really what we've been working. We've always thought we need to expand the park. And while I'm probably looking at Boys and Girls Club up there now, we're probably going to need some more money for that. We may come back to the county asking for some support on that. They're going to need tonight, but there's a lot of interest in the Boys and Girls Club.
I'd like to explore the lock of the house on a little further.
Maybe we could have it on our next workshop agenda to get more of the site, the exact size, and
I don't want to surprise you. Know.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I'd like to talk about this issue. We approved for community center, and since that time, the paper stated that we did it without a budget. And when I read the information, my thought was that we were looking at $200,000 to construct a community center. And now we are under discussion about buying more land. We haven't even broke ground on community centers like that. And we tell our constituents that our funding is short, but we constantly looking for other areas to spend more money. Land is very valuable, I agree. Land is valuable. But the funding that we have in the county, let's be careful with that. We don't want to continue to spend without, like you always say, we need to complete some of the projects that already started before we continue to buy and continue to spread out before we complete what we have. And we need to focus, and this is just one commissioner talking. We need to focus on what we're going to do with this community center, because I have been addressed, especially when the community read that ad about we didn't even budget for the community center. But on that information item that I had, it did state something about $200,000. And then Ms. Ridgeway addressed the board, and she also stated that the Action Center individually put in $55,000. And when she said that, and I responded to her that I felt very confident that the individual continued to work and help down at Shady Grove about the community center. I am for land. Land is very valuable because that's your work. You're working in land. But my focus, we need to focus on what's at hand and not continue to pile up. Because where's the money at? Where's the money coming from? Yeah, it's a good idea. I'm not against good ideas.
We don't want to compromise a little part that people love so well. But anything to do, y'all figure all that out.
Not against good ideas. Land value. And we'll continue to go up and up in value. But where's all this money? Where the money come from? And then we're going to have a budget workshop. We're getting ready for a budget workshop. And where is the money coming from what we have already out there? And then we're going to add on more when we have completed what we have. That's my take, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
I appreciate your comments. I'm not suggesting that we buy or not buy,
The offer was presented to me today, and I think part of our responsibility is to look to the future. I mean, we have to look beyond today. Hopefully, this community is going to grow, and I'm quite certain that the Shady Grove community will grow. I've had a lot of conversations with a lot of people, and I think that there'll be growth there. You know, just like we talked about expanding the firehouse facility in Steinhatchee, looking for the future. I mean, that's what we're talking about, is looking at the future. Wow. So I think I would be remiss if I didn't, you know, bring up things that were offered that would be something good for the future.
Wow.
I'm very fiscally conservative, so I never want to try to spend more money than what we have. I agree with that, but it's just an opportunity. If we don't want it or if we can't afford it, that's fine. It's not going to give me heartburn either way.
Right.
You know, I'm just bringing forth something that was brought to me, and just for consideration, just for talk.
I appreciate that. Commissioner Pete, like I stated, I totally agree. Land is very valuable, and it will continue to be more valuable as the years progress.
Jim? I feel like if we're going to put any money in anything, we need to finish what we've already started, like Ms. Pat said. We got a building right there by the hospital. We put some money in it and get it fixed up. We could rent it, or we could sell it, we could do something with it. I just can't see starting anything new so we get some of this stuff done that we can agree on and talk about. I mean, it's just aggravating me.
I agree with Ms. Pat. I agree with Jim. I agree with Pam. This is an opportunity that's been presented to the board. We ought to do our due diligence. I think we need to build a community center first while we research the law. It may be in next fiscal year, after the budget process, if there's money there. But I wouldn't say no to the offer.
No, I'm not saying
yes,
no.
Yes, but let's just gather information. Go ahead and do what we said we're going to do to build a community center. And all this property out here on US 19, it's been suggested to me by a very prominent citizen. That we may want to do is give a suggestion. Go ahead and spend some money and make the building, you know, not necessarily finish it out. And dangle this in front of TCDA. Put one of your marketing signs like they have when you've seen the new market. You know, you got one down at your place, don't you?
Yes, sir.
And I noticed Mr. Curtis has one of them, no, nothing. Put one of those signs out there and tell TCDA, you market this property. And we'll pay you a commission, 10%, 5%, whatever.
The plan.
And that'd be an incentive for them to drive.
He's finished the plan for that 10-minute market up there. Very good.
He has? Yeah. But we might not want to put all the walls on the inside until you find out what tenant's going there.
Face
it on the outside.
We need to secure it won't deteriorate anymore.
Yeah, right.
What
yeah,
I'm
get
saying.
Right.
I mean, I can't see letting them just sit there and deteriorate right. And lose what we've already and lose the taxpayers' money we've already got into it. They keep talking to me about it, so y'all wouldn't have to get your money.
The gentleman that was talking to me had to be a local prominent attorney, not Mr. Bishop. He said, man, that's an ideal location. We've legalized marijuana, and it's right out there by the hospital. These guys are all that money are going to come in here, and that's just an ideal spot. They won't that. You know, that's just conjecture. We had a laugh.
Yeah, pretty good.
But, Chair, I think on the path of Capitol Lot, it really can put a community center in the park and it not compromising the original use of the park. You can't find it. You can't just look for some space. The other thing, want to sell that 100 and 200 acres that you got from the district down within all the way, and that 40 acres that nobody uses a horse. Have you ever seen anybody in that horse corral? I never have.
Where is that? The one that TCDA had and gave it back to the county. Just before we get the hamster springs on a little.
Oh, yeah, that horse.
I've never seen a horse in there.
I don't think they have.
Sell that. And the other thing, the money spent in sports complex, don't fuss about spending a little bit at Shadyville. That park is our sports complex, okay?
Back to the building on 19. You know, we talked about this, and then time goes by, and we talk about it, time goes by. So maybe it's time to actually stop talking about it and put some of these ideas into place. I'm all with you on that. And Commissioner Page just made some good points. I'm for giving the place a facelift if we can find the money out of capital improvement or something and put a sign, fix the parking lot, and put a sign out there that this property is available, and let's get rid of it.
What do we do? At least put our lease with the lease?
Well, whatever.
We don't need to get rid of it if we don't have access to that other property. I mean, you could rent it out if you had it fixed up.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
But if you lose access, that's from highway access to that other property behind it, you'll be cutting yourself, you know, right now.
I'd accept because that does provide almost 100 foot Highway 19 frontage for access to get in.
I'm with everybody else. I'd like to see something produced up there, termites.
Well, yeah. The building was purchased to meet the needs of the supervisor election.
Right.
We have building designs for the supervisor elections because of timing. That was put on hold because of timing with her elections and with the greater global context of what does the county actually need in office space to move forward. So the board made the decision to put the supervisor elections office at US 19 property on hold and use the money that is remaining for that renovation project towards the study and assessment of the board's facilities to provide that context to make those decisions as far as what is the county's immediate and future space needs. So that's what the board action has
now made. It won't take all the money that we had budgeted.
I hope not.
To prepare that, to do the needs assessment for the courthouse space.
I hope not.
I think there would be adequate funds left to do what we're talking about. As far as finishing it, get it secure, make it nice looking, look at the drawings that have been done, do the facade on the front, and then maybe talk to TCDA.
Let me throw something else out there, just for thought. What if we took the building and we renovated it and we put the TCDA out there, put the TDC out there, and put the chamber out there? Because the future plan is for those three entities to go out at the Forest Capitol Hall anyway, because they're of the highway frontage and people passing through. And that would free up the chamber building, which we own, that might could be used then for the state's attorney or somebody to keep them downtown.
Sounds logical.
That's a good idea.
Good idea.
Are we renting this over here?
The
TCDA? City?
They
rent
that.
Well,
that
yeah.
That would start the rent on
yeah.
that.
Yeah. And then you, I think it's rented.
But
from
the city?
Yeah.
I believe the city donated the office space.
So there's no rent involved?
I'm not sure if there's a rent, but I know that they pay their light bill.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you had those, I think it'd just be advantageous, though. To have those three properties out on 19, that's where they need to be.
It might be 4 or 5 years before we get Forest Capitol Hall enlarged where they could move out of there.
That's right.
That sounds good to me. Now, the chamber office does not have as many square feet in it as the state's attorney wished, but there's a little, if you go by there and look, there's a little quadrant in the back, I guess it's on the northeast corner, that with minimal roof design, you can make it be several hundred square feet larger. Have you shown you that building, Mr.?
We have talked about the chamber building. We actually toured a few opportunities locally in the downtown area, and there's a couple of buildings that a lease option that he really liked, and a purchase option right downtown that was a decent price, and I had our building inspectors go and take a look at it, but I haven't heard the report back yet, so I'm not entirely ready to bring a full report to the board.
And that's a lease.
Well, no, there was one that was for purchase. One for purchase.
But we already own the chamber building.
We do. This building would be bigger and closer to the square footage that the much closer than what the chamber building was. But like you said, the chamber building is something that we already own.
And you can add on to it.
Absolutely. I'm no builder, but I'm sure you can. There's always a way.
It'll be a hot one.
So where do we go from here then in terms of talked again, but do we have an action plan, or can we get an action plan?
Well, I can start the conversation with the chamber and Scott Frederick about we can take the plans that were done for Miss Dana and try to adapt them into something that would be usable for the chamber and the TCDA, and have that comment. The very first thing is if the board would like that to be the facility for the chamber and the TCDA and the TDC, is to get the TDC, TCDA, and the chamber's needs. You know, you have a 2,000 square foot building. How many offices do you need? How many conference rooms do you need? And then we go from there as far as what does that mean as far as a build out? Certainly.
I don't believe that building out here on 19 would accommodate all three of those. Maybe two of them fit in.
Well, I mean, the chamber's a staff of two, and so is the TCDA.
TCDA is good.
It's a surprisingly large building.
It's fairly large.
I know it doesn't look like it from the outside, but it's a surprising, it's about 2,500 square feet.
How many board members do I have on TDC?
The TCDA or the TDC, they have seven board members, or five or seven board members, and a couple of ex officios. You have a whole slew of advisory committees that all meet in this building. It's just a matter of scheduling.
Well, and let's put this on a workshop agenda, or on a regular agenda, and take some formal action. Maybe we need to discuss it further before we agenda it on a regular workshop. Let's discuss it a little further. But the sooner we can get something done to the building on US 19 and get it occupied, the better it's going to be for all of us.
Well, let me talk to TCDA and Chamber to gauge there, and also get the state's attorney back involved as far as seriously looking at the Chamber facility and see how we can orchestrate all of that around.
One thing I'd like to see, the next paving project, we have somewhere close to that thing, let's go ahead and pave the parking lot.
Which parking lot?
The parking lot of that building on there.
Not very big.
Yeah. Take two loads of asphalt to do the whole thing.
Yeah, we need to get that.
Go ahead
and do that. That's one of the things you're going to have to do before anybody moves it. Yeah.
And that's something we can do without asking anybody's permission.
And that landscaping you did out there, Dustin, on that building really helped.
I thought so.
Yeah.
And if you notice, we did paint the sides too. So it does. It still looks like a Jiffy Mart, but it looks a little better.
It does.
I want to see Barry's facade in here designed for the outside, because I hope we'll get through it and it won't look like a Jiffy store. So, anyway,
Transformers.
There you go.
Mr. Jim, is there anybody else? Or other things now, sorry.
No, just appreciate everybody being here. I appreciate working with our good board.
the honor and privilege to be in this seat.
Mr. Martin Page, do you
have? I have one thing. I'm trying to make it brief. I have been approached by a constituent, good man, and I think highly of him, and he's asked me to talk to the board about whether or not you all have a desire to pass an ordinance that would limit the period of time at which candidates can place signs in the county. And his rationale is we want to beautify our city, and we've got platter boxes and Dustin puts the rubber up, and you've got campaign signs that just proliferate the county and make it ugly. And there ought to be a limit on when you can start putting them out. Margaret's done some research for me. Orange County has such an ordinance.
Yes, sir.
Which says that no candidate can place those signs in the county prior to 90 days before their election. This particular citizen would like for us to consider, if we would choose to do so, an ordinance that would say you can't put out your signs until the end of the qualifying period, which isn't quite 90 days. You know, your qualifying period ends in June, I believe. In the primary election, if you're in the primary, it's in August, so that's more like 65 or 70 days. I heard it from one citizen now. There's one citizen out of 22,000 that had a mandate to do anything. That I don't know. But if you have any thoughts, share them out loud with me. I'll tell him that, in my opinion, there's not any appetite, or there is some. And he can bring his folks up here. Yes.
Either way, probably wouldn't give me heartburn, but I do want to make a point that by the time the end of June, or where it is, some of us have already been out there for 6 months campaigning, 5 or 6 months, you know, and the signs are nice to have out when you're starting your campaign so people know that you're running instead of, you know, just surprising them when you knock on their door. So. And my signs are pretty, too. So, I have good-looking signs. So, I mean, you know, I would prefer it either way, but it just, I think as a candidate, it's a little bit of a disadvantage to, okay, you've been, like I said, you've been out 5 months, but did you can't put a sign out? Come on.
People complain to me every time about signs being not taken up after the election's over with. I put special effort day after the election. I went and got every sign I could find that I had.
I did my thing.
And that was rule of thumb. That's what state's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. I actually talked to one fellow that won the election that his sign was up 3 months after the election. He only knew who it was. I found him after I called him and asked him, was he going to take it down? He wanted me to take it down before he went and got it down. Yeah.
Well, that's part of the Orange County ordinance. Is you only got 5 weeks, 5 days, maybe 10 after the election to get your signs down.
Yeah, state statute gives you 30 days.
The state statute is 30 days.
Yes.
So the county can't regulate that. We can make it a little.
You can more. Make it stricter.
Stricter.
You can say you have to have your like signs away the next day.
It's a little bit different.
A little bit different?
Yes.
And weeks of. Races plenty. If they can't get it done in a week, they don't need to have an office nowhere.
Yeah, you need a week because it does what you got to do. Geographically large district.
I don't want to spend my tax money on that smoke a week and get them down.
That was the kindest thing to do. People get tired of looking at signs. They'd be everywhere. It's always made an effort to take them down.
My personal feeling is I can live with it either way. You know, it actually saves candidate some work. It is a lot of work once you put out 100 or 2 signs to maintain them. You know, every day you got to ride by and see how many of them are blown down, torn down, missing.
Stole.
Upside down or whatever. So the shorter you make that period of time, the better it is for all candidates. But this is election year. And I've been told that there's some signs that are going to pop up tomorrow. In Texas. So I don't know. You know, it's late. It's late in the game to try to do anything, I think, for this year. What do y'all think?
Well, are the next
the next 2 years either, really. I mean,
because they don't have elections, me.
I like it the way it is, but I wouldn't argue about it.
I wouldn't either. So.
Anything you do, you got to enforce it. Y'all got a big thing. That's a little thing.
Enforcement is another old thing. I'm going to report to my good citizens that if he would like to fill out an agenda item and come talk to us, he's certainly welcome to do so. But I did not detect any overwhelming desire to tackle it at this time. Would that be a fair characterization of our government?
This might be.
Can I just throw something in on that too?
Yeah.
If you're going to talk about an ordinance for that, what about just a general signing ordinance? Where we can, like in Steinhatchee, now I know it's quaint, but you know there's intersections there that have 100, you know, well not 100, but 50 signs. And I know a lot of those businesses aren't in business anymore.
We've got a sign ordinance.
Do we have a sign ordinance?
Yeah. I'll admit to this. How are you going to enforce it?
You're going to take it down.
The only reason I wasn't sure because I was told by a county employee the other day that there was no sign ordinance in Taylor County.
Well, Conrad?
There is one.
We have one.
So would a just a citizen be able to go take signs down?
Better read the ordinance.
Okay. That makes good sense.
I don't know if I'd advise.
I wouldn't advise.
But they're old. There's no business. It's defunct.
Hattie, make a complaint to me, and I'll make sure our code enforcement.
Code enforcement.
Oh, okay.
Takes it. I have to tell you, if somebody like that county aren't doing pass it well like did on my thing, get a complaint, send a letter, could you please clean it up? I think that would make a difference. Not threatening anybody. I don't like that, but parking or riding and that kind of thing. That really.
Have y'all had any citizens contact you about political things?
I had Lawrence Holmes had asked me about it a while back, and
that's your contact.
Yeah, and that was a while back, but I mean, you know, we could open up Pandora's box here, you know, by starting to regulate everything.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair.
Ms. Pope.
I don't have anything specific, but I'd like to thank everyone for coming out this evening. And I appreciate the board. I appreciate the sheriff representative. And I thank the newspaper for always telling it like it is. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Thank you and your staff. I thank the attorney for keeping us legal. And I thank our staff as well. And I want the board to know that you are constantly, individually and as a collective board, I am my prayers, constantly. And God will lead this board to do that what is pleasing to him. If I know we please him, then everything will work out for the betterment of Taylor County. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. All right, everyone.
I like my new chair. I'm fine.
We cut pretty good. Ms. Parker?
No, sir, I'm good.
Ms. Anyway? I got two little things. Trash cans. Your trash cans put up on the
I'll check with Gary, but I grabbed him at staff meeting and told him put him out there.
Well, I haven't heard no more from an individual, but I just drainage survey.
Haven't heard back from our consultants, but they're geared and ready to go and start doing their sonar and radar, so I can find out when they're going to be doing it, but they're ready to go.
Well, next door, I'd like to meet my home to see what their ideas are.
Their ideas are to exactly what was in the proposal that they gave us. Is they're going to map out what is in each canal and give us recommendation of how much sediment is going to have to be removed per the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers permitting requirements, and also give us recommendations on where those spoil sites have to be.
Does what do about docks that's in the canal? Do they?
I'm sorry?
Docks in the canal, what do they do about the county papers? Taking those out and dredge around them?
The consultants are just going to tell us how much sediment needs to come out. They'll let us do the politics as far as around the docks.
I think that's a real constraint on doing it because there's been so many docks for them to come out. But I can't afford to leach out all that.
Right. So they're gonna tell us how much. I mean, they've got some sophisticated equipment and techniques where they can tell us pretty good how much amount we're looking at and what the initial cost would be to do something like that.
Are they gonna look at seawall along the canal and make sure they can handle a dredging in front of them, and, or is it gonna be some kind of?
We talked to them about that, and they can probably give some recommendations and some of their opinions as they're doing the study as to the after effects of something like that.
But if some of those walls been put in since the field, you know, field in there, and they pull that field out there, they will end up kicking out the bottom.
And we told them about that as well. So they're aware of the nature of the seawalls in the area they're studying.
We were going to write a letter to all the people on the property about their seawalls. Did we ever get that started on that?
Well, we wanted to first complete the study and...
I was going to send them a letter asking them to start getting their seawalls in order for them. This could take a lot of, when you talk 25,000, 30,000, a lot of good seawalls, or minimum. So, I mean, it's going to take a lot of them, a little time to be able to fix them. So I'd like to get that letter going out as soon as we can to them, let them know that that's going to be a part of the requirement when we get this done. The seawall is not good.
Does dredging interfere with the integrity of a seawall?
Oh, yes.
So why would you want to spend $30,000 if dredging may interfere with the integrity of your new seawall?
It shouldn't, but they long don't have seawalls. When it broke down, it's like, prime example, one morning, it's shot. It's got holes up there around.
They were looking for permits to put that back in about 6 months ago. I don't know what happened to them.
If the wall put down correctly, it can stand and dredge in front of it. If it's not, it'll cause the issue for the proponent. And then there'll be a legal issue who's responsible for what happened if we dredge sand out from the wall and it falls in the canal.
Then you got to have the burden of proof. Well, my wall was built to sustain this. What makes you say my wall was weak and this didn't cause it? And I can see all kind. You're getting the lawyers involved in it.
Did we vote to send this letter?
Sir?
Did we vote to send this letter out?
No, ma'am. This was something that Commissioner Devane and I were having a conversation about. Yeah, it's just you and I were talking about what we could do, and I thought that the conversation had gone, let's use the study to spur that conversation about we're talking about moving a million cubic feet of debris. This is going to have an impact on your seawall. We are going to move forward because we also have to talk about how you guys plan to fund it and also how do you guys plan to maintain it and all that other stuff. So there's a lot of things. This study, it's not going to go study next week we start dredging. You know, the Restore Act has quite a few hurdles that we have to go through our own set. And you know, we've always made it very clear that when we talk about dredging, that we would have that conversation about how do we keep the program going, because we can't rely on a windfall of money as our dredging program.
So I need to talk about this a little bit more, because I don't know I'm voting on it, and I don't think they sent out a letter to State Board of County Commission.
Well, and I think we needed to involve Conrad a little bit on the interpretations of whose responsibilities and what for seawalls and things like that.
And there's no boats on the boathouses. A lot of them boats.
Boat harnesses.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. A lot of them illegal anyway.
Yeah.
They're way too far on the canal.
Mm-hmm. And they'll be undermining when you, if Les lays down a bunch of jet, and when they put them down, when they go cleaning out that channel, on the boathouses are going goes out on them. I mean, it's what it looks like to me now. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Looks like everybody's done tonight. Maybe an hour and 30 minutes.
Dustin was able to spend dinner with me on last Thursday at the North Central Regional Planning Council. Also, the board elected me as one of the board of directors on Thursday evening, and Marilyn and Lee County will be joining the North Central Regional Planning Council.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Y'all have a safe trip home. You can get a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. All in favor?
All right.